muted.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Bactiguard quarterly result. Today, I'm pleased to present Head of Sales and New Business, Cecilia Hedström, CEO Christian Kinch, and CFO Fredrik Järrsten. For the first part of this call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode, and afterwards, there will be a question and answer session. Speaker, please begin.
Hello, everybody. My name is Christian Kinch, and I'm the CEO of Bactiguard. I welcome you all to the year-end presentation and the Q4 report. First of all, though, I would like to draw your attention to slide number one, what Bactiguard is all about and why we are so well-positioned in the world right now. We are at war against healthcare-associated infections. This is one of the biggest challenges in any healthcare system around the world. We are fighting the development of multi-resistant bacteria, and this is causing very much problem for patients, for the healthcare providers, and not to say the least, in the end, causing a lot of extra damage and cost to any kind of system. Go to just a snapshot around the world to the next slide, China. If I say China is trying to fight off antibiotic apocalypse, what do I mean by that? Quite recently, it has become evident also that not only is the Chinese healthcare system struggling to be efficient and productive, they have also now seen the non-responding bacteria against antibiotic. This can be extremely fatal to a system, to a nation, as of course, also causing extremely worrying and lack and reducing in tourism. This is something that is critical. Turn to the next slide. India, we see the same thing again. Just recently, there was a woman dying from a bug resistant to all antibiotics. This is, of course, creating continuous increase from people traveling to the country. We are, for example, ourselves experiencing more or less every second time you see someone coming back from India, they are carrying multi-resistant bacteria. This is something that we need to keep on fighting. Turn to the next slide. One of the most prominent voices around the world, Professor Hans Rosling, unfortunately leaving us this week. He made a statement, "Multi-resistant bacteria is a greater threat to mankind than climate change." I want us all to carry this notion through this call because this is really what Bactiguard is all about. Last slide before we hit the actual facts is bloodstream infections. A study just recently published in The Lancet really states that one of the most difficult infections within the pediatric ICUs is bloodstream infections. One of six children are affected. One in 10 babies were actually infected in the neonatal ICUs, and bloodstream was the most common type of infection in more than 45% of these cases. This is not acceptable, and we need to start looking at solutions. Going to the next slide. The year 2016, we set out with the following three priorities. Keep on driving our own sales. We want to double the volume in our own portfolio year-on-year. We have done so. Continue to drive new license business. We didn't meet this projection fully, but instead we had it very early in 2017. I will come back to that. The third priority was, of course, to secure the long-term refinancing. We have a check on that. Turn to the next slide. 2016, our ambition to create strong sales increase. We went from some 150,000 units to more than 418,000 units. This is good, but we had actually higher ambitions, so we are well on our way, but we are happy to see that we fulfill our own target of at least doubling our own sales. This was, of course, accomplished through the breakthrough in both China and India. We will be coming back to that. Third, we are continuing to expanding our presence in Europe. This is something that I'm very happy and proud about. I would like to draw your attention, for example, to the deal that we did in Germany with Roeser. We have already initiated a training facility and launching it on its way. Austria, we have a strong partner, and Finland just as so. Sweden is, of course, not the market that is going to make or break for us, but Sweden is critical for other purposes. We need to show that we have a strong home base, and we do. We have more than five tenders in Sweden. We have some 30 hospitals working with us today, and we are now just approaching the Stockholm County ask for a tender coming this year. We continue to strengthen our clinical evidence. Just recently, we saw a very good complementing study in the Saudi region where we see very high reductions in infections. I also would like to remind you all about that all in all, since 1995, we have more than 160 million patients that have been on the Bactiguard technology with no side effects. This gives very strong confidence as we go into new markets. We continue to improve our offering, and now we have it tailored for the ICUs, not to say the least, as for the comment I made about the issue in the ICUs. And this is a perfect example of where we actually access with all three of our products, i.e., the urinary tract polycatheter, the endotracheal tube for respiratory, and not to say the least, the bloodstream infection control catheter. But preventing this war is not just about products. We need to create new standards of care, and we have done so. We have very successfully launched our training platform. As for the Bactiguard Academy, this enables us to increase the efficiency in training partners, having seminars all around the world, as well as also standardizing when we take a hospital from A to Z in how to implement the new guidelines when using our product offering. We do so through the Bactiguard Clinical Implementation Program. This is extremely valuable and very much appreciated. We have also very much moved forward in developing and increasing our license portfolio. We didn't fully meet our ambition to close before year-end, but instead we had a very good news this week from SmartVice. We will talk about that in just a second. And last but not least, we did refinance the outstanding bond loan, and this actually enabled us to cut our interest rate cost by two-thirds. Next slide. So the highlights for Q4, as I said, deliveries. We continue to get repeat order from China, which gives me great confidence that the products are doing their work, and we are seeing very, very positively now going into 2017. We did enable and get the partnership in Germany, which is very much appreciated, and this is a big milestone for Bactiguard, being one of the most important and most difficult markets in Europe, and we see many more interesting opportunities to follow from this. BARD has been a very stable revenue source for us, and we have also been helped by a strong dollar working in our favor. The bond loan, as I said, is repaid, relieving some of the financial cost for us, and this is going to be very positively appreciated during the year. We have expanded our presence in Egypt, and we just recently signed a new partner, and we are launching here also by the end of Q1. And last but not least, I would like to close my part by saying the new license agreement signed this week with SmartVice is positive for many reasons. Of course, the $2.5 million US injection in Bactiguard is very welcome, but this also puts a good and credible value on our technology as we proceed in the negotiation with different partners around the world. So, with those words, we go to the next slide, where we can just happily conclude that I like to see these graphs when they are getting higher and higher. These are our volumes being delivered into the year, and as you can see, year-on-year from 2015 to 2016, we increased by more than 175%. So let's say we are all in all well on the way to fulfill our targets. With those words, I hand over to Cecilia to give us a highlight around the world.
Thank you, Christian. Let's start this exposé with our biggest market, China. You will know that we received the product approval on New Year's Eve last year, which is just over a year ago. And it took some time to get the paperwork in order, but my Q2, the first shipment had arrived in China, and we started up training activities with our distributor. Since then, training and sales activities have been going on with a high level of intensity. And evaluations are ongoing, and in Q4 we made a second delivery of 100,000 units. And I must say that it is looking promising with the developments we see in China in fighting antimicrobial resistance, and the interest is increasing. In India, our activities have been equally intense, and we are meeting a lot of interest from doctors. In fact, we were at an exhibition last week for intensive care units, and they are also waiting for our CVCs and ETTs. We just filed the CVC for registration, and the ETTs will be filed shortly. So we hope to get them approved this year so we can expand our portfolio. We are focusing on adding more regional distributors because India is a vast country, more of a continent. So we need regional distributors who can expand the reach so that we can get a better market penetration. The Middle East has been a disappointment, I must say, in the past year. Deliveries were significantly lower than the year before, particularly in Saudi. And the region is affected by the economic situation and the political environment. Having said that, at Arab Health last week, we met with our distributors, and we are confident that we can regain traction. And we will focus on the major markets, Saudi, Iran, Pakistan, and now Egypt, which has the potential of becoming one of our biggest markets in the region in a few years. Last but not least, Europe. And we are expanding our presence here. We now have a strong foothold in the DACH region, Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, and that's important to us. We have started already in Austria. We are starting in Germany. Our training is going on as we speak, and the launch will happen shortly. So we're focusing a lot of our efforts there. But we're also focusing on adding one or two more markets in Europe this year. And we have strengthened our team with a very experienced sales director who will support this expansion. As regards Sweden, Christian already mentioned it, that we have had a positive development with infection control criteria in public tenders. Most recently, the announced tender for the Stockholm County Council. And we are into some of the major university hospitals, Lund University Hospital, Sahlgrenska, for the intensive care units, where we see that our product offering offers great value. I'll leave the sales of our own portfolio for a while and now focus on our licensing business. You know, we have a successful partnership with Bard since 1995, and they've sold more than 160 million catheters to date, with a very strong market presence both in the US and Japan, where they are market leading. We entered a development project, you could say, or a partnership with Vigilance Medical Devices just before year-end 2015 for a Bactiguard-coated orthopedic implant, specifically for trauma cases in the ASEAN market. The product approval process is ongoing at high speed, and clinical trials are also ongoing, and we expect these products to reach the market later this year. And this product is important for patients in the ASEAN countries, but is also important to us as a door opener to other potential manufacturers of orthopedic implants. And that has been discussions in that area have been and are ongoing. And now we just signed a deal with SmartWise. In addition to that, as I mentioned, there are other ongoing discussions at different stages of maturity. And I'm very optimistic for the future. Now, let's focus on the license agreement that we signed just with SmartWise. This is extremely exciting as it opens up a completely new area of application for our technology. Through a very advanced injection system, the pharmaceuticals and other forms of therapy can be targeted at damaged issue of tissue or vital organs, such as the brain or the heart, and following, for example, stroke or heart attack. High doses of chemotherapy can also be directly injected into cancer tumors, and this is a very delicate and advanced procedure. And by combining the catheter with the Bactiguard coating, you can reduce the risk of infection, you can reduce the risk of thrombosis, because immediately as you put something into a blood vessel, you increase the risk of thrombosis. But also the electrical conductivity of our coating actually makes it possible to maneuver the catheter through even the smallest blood vessels and reaching remote areas of the brain. This year, 2017, the license agreement will generate a payment of $2.5 million for Bactiguard. And once the products are commercialized, we will receive royalty payments. Over time, we see that this deal has the potential to significantly contribute to our licensed business and revenue streams from that. And also, it will open up new doors for new applications. So let's talk a little bit more in detail about what the extradoser microcatheter is. It's a unique microcatheter, and it's no bigger than the width of a human hair. So it's very, very small, and it's designed to navigate to any organ in the body via the blood vessels. Another advantage of it is that it can be implemented in existing hospital facilities and equipment, which reduces the need for additional investments and training. The needle tip is designed to be able to puncture the blood vessel walls and deliver drugs or other substances without causing any damage to the surrounding tissue. And all these features are a major benefit to critically ill patients. So, to conclude, damage to major organs, for example, to the heart after a heart attack, often requires open surgery. Cancer treatment can do too, and accessing parts of the brain. Chemotherapy is generally distributed through the body in most cases and can cause considerable side effects. With this new technology, we can deliver, or the surgeon can deliver, substances directly to the damaged tissue, and therefore it has the potential to become a major breakthrough in delivering therapy to targeted and critical areas of the body which are remote, and injecting high levels of substances that can attack the problem at its source. Through this deal, we see that our technology has the potential to add value to many different kinds of applications, and this bodes very well for the future. With that, I will hand back to Fritjof.
Thank you, Cecilia. So, getting ourselves up from the details on biology back to simple, hardcore facts as for financials. So, just getting you into the next slide, looking at the financial highlights. As seen, we are okay regarding the quarter. Yes, there is an increase by some 63%, and this is, of course, mainly due to the higher license revenues from CR Bard and as well the improvement in our own sales. The EBITDA is okay. We're happy. I mean, we're running now at 14%. This is a strong improvement since last year, but I do remind you that there was this extra order, more of a stock character last year that kind of challenges the comparison in between the years. When we look at the full year, the bottom part, you see that the sales, when we exclude for this extraordinary stock order that we had 15, we see actually that there is an underlying increase in revenues by 8% compared to 2015. As for EBITDA, we are running now 12% margin for the year. It is down compared to 2015, but again, I remind you that this year, 2015, was more or less having this extra revenue injection in form of the stock order. So when you compare the two, it's actually a very strong underlying growth in EBITDA as well. But we will go further into this. And with those words, I hand over to our CFO, Fredrik Järnsten. Please take the dialogue forward.
Thank you, Christian. So next page, we have shown this page on numerous occasions. So let's not go into detail, but this shows the revenue streams in our accounts. And on the license part, as of this week, we include the SmartWise license deal. But on the next page, revenue distribution. So we show the distribution revenues in the accounts. So in Q4, the bulk of revenues, that was 77%, came from license revenues. The majority of that related to CR Bard. We had a small part related to the second payment from our license partner in Malaysia, Vigilance. But in total, 25.9 million in licenses, including a positive currency effect of 1.9 million, which is up considerably if we compare to Q4 2015. But as Christian mentioned, that quarter was affected by the adjustment of the additional one-off order from Bard, which affected the order volume that quarter. For the full year, 80% or 103 million SEK were license revenues from Bard. That's down compared to full year 2015 due to this effect, again, of the additional one-off order. The effect was measured at 20 million SEK. We also have a positive currency effect, full year license revenues amounting to 1.6 million. Next line is sales of BIP products in the quarter. Very positive development, reflecting strong outcome in delivered products. So that amounted to 12% of revenues, sales primarily to China. Out of the 5.7 million in revenues, 2.2 had a cash flow effect. For the full year, sales of BIP products totaled 15.8 million, 12%, and this is then up from 6.1 million for the full year 2015, and that is a plus of 160%. Other revenue, 2 million in the quarter, 6.1 million, percent of revenues. That's largely attributable to EU grants for development projects as well as exchange rate differences. Other revenue for the full year was 10 million. Right. Total revenues for the quarter, in summary, came in at 33.6 million for the quarter. That's up 63% compared to Q4 last year. But as I mentioned, last year was negatively affected by the adjustment of the additional one-off order. For the full year, reported revenues down 7% from 138.5 to 128 million. But if we exclude this effect of the additional one-off order, total revenues actually have increased by 8%. And let me comment, as we have stated before, a long-term financial target of 20% average growth over a five-year period is measured with 2015 as a base year, excluding this effect of the additional order. So that is a starting point of 118.5 million. Okay, next page. License revenues. We show the development by quarter, and in Q4, license revenue was stable high level, approximately in line with Q3. And for the full year 2016, 103 million, or with a fixed exchange rate, 101.4. And with that, we ended up as expected for the year. Now, in this table, we can clearly see the effect of this additional order. In 2015 Q3, when we received the order, that added quite substantial revenues for that quarter. As you can see, we had 56.8 million there. But then going towards Q4, there was a negative effect coming from the adjustment of the order, which affected the ordered volume. So then, as you can see, the Q4 2015, we had 15.9 million. And then we had a slight negative effect also in Q1 2016. But as of Q2, as you can see in the table, we're back at a stable level. The underlying volume for the license revenue was, in summary, approximately on the same level for the full year 2016 as in 2015, excluding the additional order. And this also supports a conclusion that license revenues from CR Bard is at a stable level. Right, next page, key figures. We have already commented on revenues and EBITDA for the quarter. And just bear in mind again the additional one-off order affecting the comparability numbers. Total OPEX for the quarter, defined as other external expenses, personnel costs, and other external expenses, that amounts to 33 million for the quarter, which is approximately the same level as in Q4 2015. For the full year, OPEX is 13 million lower in 2016 than in 2015, but 2015 included non-recurring operating costs of 11 million SEK. Operating profit for the quarter and the full year is negative, minus 3.1 million and minus 18.3 respectively. There's a deduction for the depreciation. Depreciation is done on our material and immaterial assets where technology related back to our products is the largest asset in the balance sheet. Net profit for the quarter, minus 7.4 million. The financial items for the quarter is negative. Interest costs on the bond loan having the most impact. Market valuation of the bond for the last time. Also included in financial items, this quarter had a positive effect of 1.4 million. Net profit for the full year, minus 26.9 million, included also positive effect from the market valuation of the bond of 4.1 million. And the operating cash flow for Q4, negative, minus 19.1 million. That included cash flow from investing activities of 2.4 million and payment of accrued interest on the bond loan of 15.2 million. Operating cash flow for the full year, minus 19.8 million. The total cash flow for the full year, minus 7.8 million, that also includes the refinancing, adding 12 million in cash flow from financing activities. Right, my last page, or second last actually, financial flexibility and strength. Just underlining, we have the refinancing of the bond loan in Q4. Outstanding nominal value, 138 million, was repaid on the 12th of December. Refinanced, as previously communicated, with a bank loan of 100 million SEK, maturing in December 2017, and a loan from the main shareholders of 50 million, maturing in June 2018. Now, with an interest rate of 3.5% on both these facilities, annual interest costs going forward will amount to 5.3 million compared to 15.3 million in 2016. So, substantial reduction. As of 31st of December 2016, we had an equity ratio of 62%, a net debt of 134 million, and a cash position of 15.6 million. Adding to the liquidity, we also have an overdraft facility not utilized at year-end, and that is amounting to 30 million SEK. Right. Next page, financial targets. Just making or emphasize the first point again with the starting point, which we measure our financial targets. 2015 adjusted for the additional order, starting point 118.5 million. And with that, back to Christian.
Thank you, Fredrik. So, concluding and wrapping up the call. So far, yes, we continue to drive sales in our own portfolio, and we have doubled in 2016. I'm happy about this. I'm also very pleased to see that it's coming through increased activities in China and India. It is worthwhile, though, to note that something very exciting is happening in Europe, and I would like to draw your attention to this. It is a challenging market, but also a very rewarding market. We have waited for a long time, and we are now pleased to see our new partner in Germany, Röser, where launch activities are ongoing, as I've said. We're also regaining positive momentum in the Middle East. This is also something that I will come back to during the quarters, during the year, and I'm quite positive that we will see increased volumes there again. The intensive care focus is becoming more and more evident in the Bactiguard offering. This is truly where we belong to be from day one, because we come in with our full product portfolio of all three products combined. license agreement, as Cecilia said, this gives a very good receipt on our technology and a very good value of it at the same time. It will also facilitate in ongoing discussions as we move forward. So I would say we are well positioned for growth, both in the backyard own portfolio and in the license business as well. So look forward, and the last slide. Am I happy? No, but I'm humbly pleased. In my mind, we haven't yet unlocked the full potential of the Bactiguard technology. We are on our way to do so. So let's say, looking forward and the priorities, we will continue to double sales in our own portfolio. This is something we take great honor in, and we're also very confident in. Of course, we want to increase our license business, and again, mentioning SmartVice, it's a good example, and also it gives us good strength in moving forward, because we need to break away from the dependency on C.R. Bard. C.R. Bard is a dear customer to us since 1995, and they will remain that for a long time in the future. But we need to add new revenue streams in the license business, and I'm very confident about that. We will continue a very rapid expansion, but with the remained cost control. This is critical for our success. As for the long-term financing, I am pleased with what we achieved in 2016. This has heavily changed and relieved the stress on Bactiguard's interest rates, for example. And I'm also very confident that we will have a sufficient financing going forward. So all in all, I'm confident and happy to see that we are closing in on our long-term financial targets of growing 20% year-on-year and also reaching the 30% EBITDA margin. So with those words, I would like to thank you all, and please join me as Bactiguard will unlock the full potential in our solution during the year of 2017. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad and you will enter a queue. There will now be a brief pause while questions are being registered. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Okay, we currently have no questions from the telephone participants. Just to remind you, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01. Okay, at this stage, I'll hand back to the speakers. Thank you.
So thank you all for listening. I hope also that that was a comprehensive presentation, and thanks for taking the time. And we are strongly looking forward to talking to you very soon again with new exciting news about the development from Bactiguard. So take care and thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.